And now, James Gravel.
In our last two lessons, we have been studying the sovereign will of God. While God's revealed will is evident to us through the Scriptures, God's sovereign will frequently is hidden from us. Moses told the Israelites in Deuteronomy 29:29, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of the law." This is completely understandable, as Isaiah explained when he wrote on God's behalf, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my way. For as the heaven is higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. God, speaking through the prophet Habakkuk, said, "Look among the nations and watch. Be utterly astonished, for I will work a work in your days which you would not believe, though it were told you." Habakkuk 1, verse 5. Job said of God, "He does great things past finding out, yes, wonders without number." Job 9, verse 10. Or as the Apostle Paul exclaimed in Romans 11, verse 33, "Oh, the depth and the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out." As we strive to understand the various facets of God's will, we first must come to grips with the fact that God, through His sovereign will, created a universe ruled by natural laws that were established at creation. For example, if a man steps off a roof of a tall building, gravity will pull him to his death on the pavement below. If a girl steps in front of a moving train, since two objects cannot occupy the same space at the same time, the train will strike the child and kill her. Our habitat is regulated daily by those God-given natural laws that govern things such as gravity, matter in motion, and other phenomena. As we shall see later in the series, God's institution of the laws of nature through His sovereign will comes into play in an extremely significant way as His will operates in various areas of our lives.